Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Status Bro Show, not streaming on Ustream.com this week, so we are not live, but hopefully you can hear us later on our podcast or Stitcher or Player.fm, one of those sites. As always, I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
Andrew.
How's it going, Sylvester Stabrone?
Our producer. Aww. Not here.
Again.
So Ryan's not here this week, and apparently he's not going to be with us much longer. I really regret to inform our listeners, for all the big Ryan fans out there, I know that this is a crushing development, but he's moving on to bigger and better things. New city, new, what is it, a new job? Is that what he's doing, or he just wants to go to Austin so he can be a full-time stoner type thing?
Hopes for a job, and probably the full-time stoner thing.
Oh, so he doesn't even have a job lined up?
No. Hey, wait, remember, Ryan doesn't smoke weed.
Oh, well, that seems like a really smart move postgraduate. Be like, yeah, I'm going to move to Austin and try to find a job.
Yeah, no, dude, he's not the only one. I know other people that are doing it too. It's fucking nuts.
Yeah, I hear University of Texas is a pretty good school, and they have a lot of graduates every year. That's a tough market to compete in, sir.
Also,
a
huge fucking film school there, probably bigger than UNT.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, most UT graduates stay in Austin. So moving there, I don't know.
Look at that burp.
Dude, that was a huge burp. We're getting terrible levels on you guys, though.
Yeah, they're not great.
Yeah, is it actually, can it even hear us talking right now?
Yeah, I can hear you talking.
Yeah. Right.
Just make sure you talk close enough.
Okay.
All right.
Well, not that close. My God, man. No, I'm kidding. That's fine. Is it fine? I don't know. I'm so nervous lately. We've had all these technical problems in this studio recently, and so I'm never really sure exactly how everything's going to sound, but I will say this is our last week doing it from this location. We're moving on to a bigger, better studio next week,
That's true.
We won't have these technical snafus that we put up with now.
Yeah, but we possibly also won't have a Ustream, which is kind of, you know.
Hold on. So the studios there are not set up for internet streaming?
No, we could do Ustream, except I'm going to have to run the board from a different room from a production booth, and there'll be glass between us. So we can't have, you know, the Ustream, we have to all be in the same room for it to function, where you can actually hear everyone.
Right.
So, like, Zach and I are going to be in one room, and you're going to be in another room, and we're going to have to interact like Lex and Terry with Jason style. That's going to kind of suck, yeah. Man. That's going to...
Actually, I completely forgot something that will totally work for Ustream is you can go to one of the tables and... this is somebody, a former employee was telling me about this. You can take the auxiliary cable from... Run it from a computer into a headphone jack in the studio, into one of the headphone outlets, and then it will record everything that people are hearing through their headphones. So we could still do it.
Yeah, but I mean, how would we stream... I guess just use the Wi-Fi there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, no, using the Wi-Fi there shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, well, great. Well, I'm anxious to see how it works. I'm a little nervous because I'm afraid of fucking something up there. But otherwise, I mean, what the hell? Hopefully everything will be fine.
I assume everything will be fine. Hold on.
Yeah, we're
also another thing we're going to start doing a little bit different. We're going to take our breaks at the 50. We're going to do three breaks an hour now rather than one really long ass break. We're going to do 15, 30, and 45. Keep them probably about 5 minutes each.
Well, I can deal with it if you can, Kevin.
Really, Andrew? I thought you'd have a problem with this.
Why would I have a problem with it, Kevin?
I don't know. I thought you really liked having a nice long break to get some things done during.
No.
All right. Anyway. I had a let's see what's going on with you guys first. We don't need to talk about me yet. Andrew, you been banging that chick with the kid?
No.
Oh, okay.
Different girl.
But you were banging a different chick.
Yeah.
Consistently?
Yeah, like a week and a half now. So.
Are you guys dating?
Yeah, I suppose you could call it that.
Nice. I never expected that. I never expected Asia to find true romance from this Tinder.
Dude, I've known her for like 10 days, man.
Well, Tim,
let's not jump the gun yet.
It seems like you're pretty hot and heavy.
She likes to drink, and I like to drink, and she likes to bone, and I like to bone, so it's a pretty good match so far.
Yeah, it sounds like a match made in heaven. I can't believe two Americans out there were able to find each other that both like to drink and bone.
I know, it's crazy, right?
It's absolutely incredible.
It's nuts.
What's up with you, Zach?
Not a whole lot, man. Sorry, I was going to ask if we could get AJ's chick on the show.
You know, she actually might do it, but I think I'm probably going to keep the show a secret for right now.
No, come on. You can't keep it a secret. This is good stuff.
Yeah.
Nah.
Is it?
Yeah, yes.
First 5 minutes here.
Yes. Whoa, come on now. This is quality programming. Either way,
I'm disparaging the show.
It feels good to be back on the air, is how I feel, Kevin.
Oh, my God. I feel fucking fantastic. I feel like no matter what, you know, I'm great right now. The show's great. Everything is fucking fantastic.
I realized this morning it's been like 3 weeks since I uploaded a show. It's horrible. I'm probably going to fucking forget if I go in.
I know. We did have a bit of a hiatus, but you know, these things are going to happen.
Yeah, no.
It probably won't be the last time.
Podcasting is a bumpy
road. I could lie to you and tell you that it's never going to happen again, but that would be exactly that.
Yeah. You don't want to be dishonest on the air.
No.
No.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
I didn't mean it as a joke until he laughed, and then I realized, oh, wait, that does make me sound like I'm implying something.
I wasn't trying to be, like, super clever or anything. Just the pause happened to catch my my scoff at the exact right moment.
Yeah, no worries. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that to be any kind of implication.
No, it's fine. Let's move forward here. I wanted to talk about my embarrassing shit story because, you know, bathroom mishaps are great entertainment. I love hearing about them.
Right.
I don't love when they happen to me, but it was one of those moments where after it happened that the first thing that went in my head was, I got to talk about this on the show.
I love those moments.
And I think it's a funny story, especially for me, because you know I'm such a finicky pooper, how I have to have all my ducks in a row. The circumstances have to be just right in order for me to lay an egg.
And it's a lot of ducks that you keep in a row.
It is.
Yeah.
So this week I've been doing a lot of live shows for an AM station, running live shows. And I started the show, and like literally right as I started the live program, I felt I had to shit bad. And I could tell it was one of those ones where it was going to be a little bit liquid, a little bit, you know, a vegetable beef soup type shit.
You're not going to be laying cable.
No cable.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I know I can't go during that show. I have to wait it out because there's no way you can leave during a live show to go take a dump.
That sucks.
Yeah, even during a commercial, the breaks are only 3 minutes long. So, yeah, I had to pinch it off the entire time, and I'm just dying to wait for it to be over. And the host comes in, finally it's over, and he says, hey, can you mind taking a picture of me and my guests real quick? And I'm just like, motherfuck. And I said, yeah, sure. So I take the pictures of his guests, I upload a show real quick, then I run down to start my ritual. And as I'm going down in the service elevator, as I always do, so that people don't notice that I'm sneaking out to go shit, I feel that feeling, you know, like it's a feeling like when you first walk through the door after a long day and you've had to shit for a while, but for some reason your body knows, like your sphincter knows that you just arrived home, and so it like really kicks into gear, like this shit needs to come out right now.
It is time.
Yeah, I had that going down in the elevator. So I run in, I do my thing, I grab the paper towels, you know, the wet in one hand, the dry in the other, and I wipe the toilet and I clean it all off. And,
of course.
Yeah, I throw it in the trash can, not flush it. And then I sit down and I take a dump, and it just kind of all comes out in one thing, and I'm just like, ah. Like, it was a very nice, it was a huge relief.
Shotgunned it.
Yeah. It was
good for you.
It was fantastic. And I was in one of those moments where you've pretty much expelled the majority of the payload, but you're kind of sitting there between the ending and you wipe. You know what I mean? Take a minute to relax.
Yeah,
I'm kind of
just
looking at my phone.
Hurts.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just letting everything play out, make sure it's all before I start to wipe. Anyway, I hear somebody come in. And you know how I told you I do that trick where I'll lock my phone and like they'll hear the click and so they'll walk away?
Right.
Well, the guy comes in real quick and I don't lock my phone because for the first time I'm thinking, I'm not going to lock it. The door is closed and locked. The guy has to know somebody's in here.
Yeah, there's only one toilet in there.
Yeah,
it's
it
one
has
stall.
And it's not like
simple.
A little stall where you fling the door open and the person's like almost like right up in your face. It was the only stall that's in there is one of those big handicap ones.
Yeah, and there's no urinal. I mean, it's pretty simple.
Right.
Right.
So in a matter of seconds,
yeah. Let me stop you right there. So there's a toilet in the bathroom, and it's just the toilet. There is no urinal, but they still have a wall?
Yeah, there's still a stall wall, yes.
Why don't they just have a lock on the door?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It will forever be a mystery.
Another good question is there's two sinks.
Yeah, good point. I never noticed that. There's two sinks.
Two
what the
sinks,
hell is
one
that
toilet.
I don't know. Maybe it's so people can pop in before they have to go upstairs and be all professional, and they can fix their hair and shit.
I don't know.
I
don't know.
Now I'm curious about what this dude did. Please continue.
All right. Well, the door opens, and this guy must have been flying through the bathroom, because, I mean, not a half a second later, the door flies open to the stall that I'm sitting in. And it was like I had straight up, like, pants around my ankles, like, phone in my hand, and just look up at the guy, and he goes, oh, hey, sorry. And I'm like, oh, hey, sorry. And I said sorry. Like, what the fuck did I say sorry? This guy just walked in on me straight up, like, my most vulnerable of moments. And I'm like, sorry.
Yeah.
And just to cap it off, just to make it even fucking better, he says sorry, and then he goes to pull the door shut, but he's walking out so fast that he pulls the door shut, but it just hits and bounces back. So then the guy's gone, and the door's wide open, and I'm just fucking sitting in there, still on the toilet. So then I had to step it up and try to, you know, wipe the mud off my asshole and get everything all ready to go in a matter of seconds before somebody comes in, thinking the door's open again, and either says, oh shit, you know, there's a guy in here. Either they think that the door, that the bathroom's open, or they think there's a guy shitting here with the door wide open.
Yeah, you're a fucking perv.
Yeah, I'm like, how long before the next guy comes in?
Wasn't the stall locked?
Yes, it was. I didn't realize that even the slightest nudge will unlock it. I mean, it'll open wide up, no matter how hard it's locked.
Yeah, all you gotta do is push and it just whips open.
Yeah.
Wow, they really should put a lock on the door.
And then realizing I didn't get a good look at the face, but I saw the rest of the guy, and it just happened to be the guy whose show I was just running. So I'm glad,
nice.
I get to be working with him for the next 9 days after he walked in on me dropping a deuce. I was kind of worried when we came in today, like, is he going to say anything? Do I say anything? I don't know.
Yeah. That would be, I assume nothing happened?
No, nothing happened.
Of course.
He didn't say a fucking thing. We just went on with about our lives.
Yeah.
But I could have made a joke or said something about it, but I figured it's best just to let it die.
Yeah, you can make a joke in the future, maybe, after you guys work together for a while. Like,
hey, remember that time you walked in on me taking a shit?
Yeah. I'm gonna go back one in. You mind waiting here?
That was great. I can honestly say in 28 years on Earth, that's the only time I think anyone has ever seen me taking a shit. Visibly that, seen me taking a poop.
That does surprise
me. Even parents changing your diapers, they didn't actually see me taking the dump. Or even when you're a little bit older and your parents still have to wipe your ass for you, they didn't actually watch me take the dump. They just came in when I was done and did it.
Probably.
No one has ever seen me pooping before. But that was funny when I told Eli, and yeah, he said, he's like, so the guy walked in while you're taking a slam? I'm like, yep. Came in when I was taking a slam.
Taking a slam.
Guy always has some term that I've never heard before.
Oh yeah, I've used two of them on the show so far.
You already used laying cable.
And back one in.
He's like, oh man, I had that happen. Some dude walked in before when I was laying cable. For some reason, he has one of those voices. It kind of sounds like Beetlejuice.
Yeah, it kind of does. Gonna go downstairs and back one in?
Yeah, I'm gonna back one in. Kind of a cross between like Beetlejuice and Seth Rogen sort of kind of voice.
Yeah.
I got walked in on taking a shit.
It's not a half bad Seth Rogen. Nice.
I mean, he's not that. He's not that.
Now
Seth
I'm like
Rogen,
picturing actually. A remake of Beetlejuice with Seth Rogen as Beetlejuice, and I think that's actually not a terrible idea.
Don't say the B word.
Just getting stoned in between every scene. Oh man,
the original movie was already pretty trippy. Be good to watch on weed.
Yeah, on marijuanas.
It probably would be.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's pretty much everything that's going on with me.
Nice. Somebody walked in on you shitting.
Somebody walked in on me shitting.
You really think in 28 years on this planet, nobody's ever seen you shitting?
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, it's not like you were half. It's not like it was halfway out of your ass or anything. You were dumb.
No, I wasn't actually choking a brownie when he walked in.
Choking a brownie.
But yeah. I was still on the can.
All right. Yeah, that's fair. I'll give you that.
It would
you
be
were in the act
for
of
its
shitting.
Own reasons.
Yeah,
but actually, I don't think that's that weird. Come to think of it, I don't think anybody's ever seen me taking a shit either.
Really? So you never been walked in on?
Huh?
You never been walked in on?
Maybe it happened, but if I don't recall it.
See, that's what Eli told me. He's like, yeah, I've been walked in a few times while I was laying some cable.
Yeah. No, I've been walked in on a couple of times.
Yeah?
Yeah, mostly my family. That's always awkward.
Yeah, see, that's never happened to me.
Yeah,
never
we got this this summer house up in Michigan that we always go to every year.
Nice. Oh, sorry, did I interrupt?
Yeah, no, sorry. It's this really old fucking house. It's got one bathroom, and there's no lock on the door or anything. And the door barely even stays closed as is. Like, really, yeah, it's the same thing. You just push it and it swings open. And every time we have a family reunion or something out there, which is every year, inevitably somebody walks in on somebody else shitting just because it's the only bathroom in the place, and just by design it's going to happen.
That
so.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah,
how do you guys
times.
Live with that?
Can't just, like, hang something on the outside of the door?
I've thought
yeah.
about it.
How about
I don't
a
know.
Sign that just says pooping?
It'd probably be nice. I don't know. Shit, I don't know. Simple times. Simple
How about a people. Sign that just says crunching one?
It's Michigan, man. People do crazy shit up there.
I'll go smashing could be mixed for, could be confused for fucking. I don't know.
Smash.
I've heard it used
dinner
for
dinner or supper?
Backing one in?
I kind of like calling dinner supper.
I do.
Yeah, back one in is a new one I hadn't heard before. Yeah. I was doing the Mike and Tim show, and Tim got up and left, like, during the break. And I was like, what the fuck? And Tim was like, hey, you had to go back one in.
Go back one in.
All right, well, we're about at 15 minutes. I'm going to go ahead and take a break, check, see how everything's sounding. We'll be back with you guys very shortly on the Status Bro Show.
This is Zach the Youngblood Lewis, and you're listening to the Status Bro. We'll be right back.
And we're back on the Status Bro Show, not streaming live on Ustream.com. I want to say that every time coming out of break, though. It just makes me, I feel like it's habit now that I've gotten into saying streaming on Ustream.
Yeah, so if you clarify that we're not, then it'll keep the habit going.
Yeah, I want to keep the habit going.
Right.
Because usually we'll have it.
I feel like you're rubbing my nose in it a little bit. I feel kind of bad.
I'm not rubbing your nose in it.
No. Well, I do feel bad. But
Andrew's really distracting me. First of all,
I'm just trying to take out my wallet.
First, he was laughing right as I start recording, and I hate when he does that, because I'm always wondering what he's giggling at.
Yeah, what were you chuckling about?
Well, it's going to lead back to the conversation we were just having, which I don't know if Kevin wants to talk about it on air.
So. I don't mind talking about Taste of Loads.
See, when you put it like that, how can we ignore it?
See, Andrew doesn't, you know, he's very particular about his loads that he has in his mouth.
Right.
Because that's what the discussion was about.
Go ahead. What was so funny about it?
I don't know. I've gotten more than a few blowjobs, and I've never had a girl comment on the taste of my load or my physical condition or anything like that. But I think this is the second or third time you've told the story about a girl
getting
the load and then making a comment about,
I don't think Andrew's ever been with a woman who he was open with about, like, their sexual encounters with as I am.
What?
Every single girl who ever sucked your dick and took a load in your mouth could tell you something about the way it tasted.
Maybe so, but
maybe you just don't talk about that stuff. That's all
I wouldn't ask. Like, I don't want to ask her, all right, how did that load taste or something?
But
I
mean, if you were in a relationship where you're super open about everything about her, then you guys would be open with each other.
I would never tell a girl, like, if I went down on her and, like, you know, man, you know, you should do this differently or something like that. I mean,
well, no, I wouldn't either, occur to me it's to make different for men and women. But yeah, I dated a girl once who she would give me head and say, wow, you've been smoking a lot of cigarettes lately. And guess what? She was right. Because she probably swallowed my nut and it tasted like cigarettes. And she doesn't have to have a refined palate to taste that. And so she has to be like, like, I'm sure she just...
Well, cigarettes are a very distinctive flavor, though. In your case, she said something different, though, and I thought, that's... What about it would suggest, like, that's an aspect of your physical conditioning? I
mean, what do you mean?
Okay, you commented that she said, wow, you're really dehydrated.
Yeah.
What about the jism would, like, suggest that?
I think it's consistency.
I find it hard to... Okay,
it's consistency and pungent is what... It's robust.
And pungent.
How robust it is. That's what I'm
saying.
Maybe
I could get on board with dehydrate, but I don't think spunk is like a fucking biological pH test, dude. Like, it's not like you can... Maybe scientists in a lab could look at it and be like, this guy smokes a lot of cigarettes. But I don't think somebody taking a load in their mouth would be able to be like, holy shit, you're addicted to nicotine.
I think there's probably a lot of things you could discern about your dietary or lifestyle practices just from your semen.
Like what?
Whether you don't drink enough water. Well, I mean, this particular instance, it happened to be true because I got super hammered the night before. I was out at House of Blues.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean you're throwing chunks. At least probably not.
Wait, what do you mean throwing chunks?
Well, I assume it's what you're talking about, is that it comes out a little bit more...
It's more viscous. There's more solid portion.
I would
to
say
it,
it's more goopy than chunky. I mean, you know, it's not like cottage cheese.
No. Actually, yeah, that's kind of what I was imagining. No, it's not like cottage cheese. It's more like...
If I ever shoot cottage cheese out of my dick, I will have much bigger problems than how it tastes.
It's more like cream of mushroom soup, all right? It's a little bit more thick.
Yeah,
viscous,
okay.
As it were, okay?
You just said that.
Thank you. Caustic. Whereas if you're drinking a lot of fucking water, it comes out, you know, like a soupy, like tomato soup.
Well, I think the same thing, I mean, it all kind of relates back to your cock. If you can tell the difference when you're taking a piss and you're dehydrated, it comes out kind of brown and burny and more gnarly, you know what I mean? Whereas when you're drinking a ton of water, it's all clear.
I have never, not a single time seen like brown piss come out
not
of my body.
Not fucking brown, just much darker yellow.
Yellow, yeah.
Yes, you have to know what I'm talking about. AJ takes everything so literal, it's obnoxious.
Yeah, because Zach was totally on board with that.
You did say brown. I'll get on board with that.
Okay, well, you never took a piss where you could tell by your piss that you were probably dehydrated?
If I was dehydrated, why would I be taking a piss?
Because you still have to piss. God damn. Zach, this is making sense to you, right?
Okay, no. Brown is not what color your piss comes out, but I agree.
It's a much darker yellow.
You can tell
when
you're dehydrated when you're pissing.
I'm a natural exaggerator, but yes, I'll still have to go pee, and I'll go to pee at work, but it won't be like a nice full pee. It'll still be relatively short, and it'll be more yellow, and it won't be... Your silence is terrible right now. Stop laughing.
I'm sorry. This is funny. Why, Andrew can jump in. He's the one fucking arguing with you about it.
I don't even think we're really arguing. We're having a discussion.
Look.
A frank exchange
of
ideas.
It's more observation.
No, I think it's a fact that even if you're dehydrated, you still have to piss. You still have water in your body that's being excreted.
That's absolutely true.
That's why Bear Grylls says you can drink your own piss when you're dehydrated. It keeps it, I mean, you still do pee. That still happens.
Yep.
On days when I go to the gym, I usually drink a lot of water. I'll probably piss 7 times. On days when I don't, I'll piss like twice.
But honestly, I bet those pisses are not clear.
I never really thought about it, but I'll probably check next time.
All right, keep a close watch.
No, I always think about that. Occasionally, I'll drink a fuckload of water, and I piss out clear, and I'm like, all right, good. It's like I gave my kidneys a break or something.
I'm not going to lie. Some of this probably relates back to my horrendous dietary practices.
It probably does.
I mean, for me to skirt that and completely pretend like that doesn't factor in would be ignorant. So, yeah, I'll admit that more than likely has something to do with
it. Okay, to go back to the loads, I can agree that, yes, you can probably figure out if you haven't been drinking a whole lot of fucking water lately. But that being said, I don't think she could discern, that's like saying...
You could probably taste cigarettes, too. That's such a strong taste.
Maybe. I don't know, dude. I don't know if you could taste that in your load.
Back when this happened...
she figured it out somehow.
Wouldn't that fuck up all the sperm,
Well,
right?
This was a long time ago in my life where I smoked a ton of cigarettes when I was with that girl. Recently I don't. So I doubt anyone in recent years would have tasted the cigarettes in my load.
Well, all I'm saying is, like, okay, if your load tasted like cigarettes then or nicotine or whatever, then clearly there's a lot of that swimming around in there with all the fucking genetic material. So if you were to have a kid from that load, wouldn't that kid be totally fucked?
No.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Actually, aren't kids who their moms smoke when they're pregnant, they're more likely to have all sorts of...
Yeah, but he's saying the nicotine in your load, would that pollute the pregnancy in a way? Like, would the sperm be fucked? Would that kill sperm the way that, like, urine will kill sperm?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so. Maybe
I don't think it would kill the sperm. I think it might fuck the sperm up somehow.
It might kill a couple of them, but I don't know that it... I know that it'd wipe out the whole farm.
Yeah, no. There's got to be no fucking credence to that.
Yeah, well, there's only one way to find out for sure.
You want me to drop a nut in your mouth?
Have you been smoking?
How would that? I can't tell if the sperm.
I don't know. I had somewhere I wanted to go with this, and now it distracted me. I wanted to get back to what Zach was saying on this. He had a good point. Now I forgot what I was going to weigh in on.
I don't know. Either way, if you're going to have somebody test it, like Andrew, you'd have to take a smoking nut and then a non-smoking nut. So,
I'm game if you are.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure there are lots of things that factor in that could kill sperm.
I mean, I've always heard the pineapple juice thing.
That's exactly what I wanted to talk about, because I've tried that several times. I mean, not necessarily tried it, but I just happen to love pineapple juice, and I don't eat a lot. So there will be times during the day where I was hungry, and I would just drink a couple cans of pineapple juice.
Right.
And there were times when a lady friend would come over, and she would give me a head, and then I would ask, like, hey, was that any different? Like, other time? And she'd be like, no, why? I'd be like, because I've been living off pineapple juice for, like, the entire fucking day. So I'm inclined to believe that that's total horseshit.
Yeah, well, I thought it was true, but after you telling me that, maybe it's not. That's what I'm talking about. Maybe there's no credence to this whole taste thing. Consistency? Yeah, you could judge that on water. I'll get on board with that. But as far as, like, tasting is concerned, that's like if she shot a load in her mouth and she was like, oh, yeah, you had spaghetti recently. Like, that makes
sense. No, flavor probably doesn't factor in...
A whole lot.
The consistency and the viscosity would factor in.
I've heard pineapple juice is a tried and true fucking thing, but if you said it doesn't work, then what the fuck do I know? I've never tried it.
Maybe it does. Maybe I just need to be drinking, like, maybe I need to be a camel and drink like a fucking gallon at a time.
And
I don't know.
Like an IV hooked up to you.
Yeah, then maybe. Then maybe my load will taste nice and citrusy.
Yeah. What, do you drink a 12-pack of pineapple juice a day?
Why would it be pineapple juice specifically anyway? Why couldn't you drink any kind of juice and it would come out in your nut?
That's true. The citrus is the same all across the board, right? You can drink fucking lemon juice and it should be fine.
No, I would have anything citrusy, that flavor would come out when you shoot the creamy Italian.
Yeah, yeah. The pearl jam.
The creamy Italian. So if you eat a ton of Italian herbs and spices, will my load taste Italian? You never know.
that would be interesting. No, that can't be fucking true, dude.
No, that has to be total horseshit.
Yeah. According to
Andrew
John,
seems to have some data for us.
John Queenan. OBGYN.
OBGYN.
Yeah.
It's just the same guy who told you that it's normal that clumps of cum come out of the vagina after you banged a girl for a couple days.
What?
Wait, that was who John told us that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were all like, I've never fucking heard of that.
Yeah.
At least one study indicates that smoking lowers sperm counts, and there's no question that marijuana does the same.
Excellent.
Really?
I'm going to smoke more weed.
Yeah. It's like birth control.
Weed and cigarettes to the max. Bring it on.
That's some other boring bullshit.
All the money I can save on condoms, I can just buy more weed.
Well, what, did it say anything about booze?
No, because the question was specifically about cigarette smoke.
Okay.
Do we want to know if booze kills sperm?
I would think that it absolutely has to.
Maybe just get some drunk.
Yeah, right? Your kid comes out fucking hammered.
Yeah, I really don't know.
No, there can't be any. Well, maybe. They probably. Dude, I think fucking everything will spurt out nowadays.
So, you know if a crackhead or something has a kid, that kid can be jonesing at birth, like naturally, like addicted.
Well, I think that it has to be like your mom smokes crack while...
Yes, no, that is absolutely true. It has to have been continuous. If she stopped for 9 months, the kid would not be addicted to crack. But I'm saying if somebody did the same thing, in theory, with booze, could a kid be born an alcoholic?
Oh, yeah, you get fetal alcohol syndrome. They get to... Not only are they born...
Well, they can be born like hills have eyes.
They get fucked up, yeah.
Okay, yeah, but they can be born like... craving booze.
Yeah. Hills Have Eyes. That was a good movie.
Born like hills have eyes.
Well, you know what I mean. I didn't mean to, you know, genetic birth or birth defects.
Yeah, yeah.
Not genetic, but, you know.
It's a nice pop culture reference snuck in there. I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Mm. Dude, who was the guy who starred in that movie? Was that Ben Foster?
The remake?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not Ben Foster. I don't know who that guy was.
Was it Aaron Paul? It was somebody who I thought was like semi-famous. It wasn't
Ryan Gosling. I don't think that guy ever ended up in anything else. No. But it's a good movie, though.
I never saw the remake.
In the world of remakes, that was a solid fucking remake.
Yeah, it was pretty
intense. I saw the original way back in the day.
Yeah. I actually, and I'm a... that's a Wes Craven film, right?
Yeah,
the original was, yeah.
Because I'm a Wes Craven fan, and that's one of those ones where I would say I'd rather watch the remake than the original.
And the original was just kind of goofy. The dude with the big head and shit, it was just like... I'm not scared, per se. I'm just kind of like, this is fucking...
But watching the unrated version in the remake, that rape scene where it's, like, extended, I was just like, I definitely would prefer the theatrical version of this. I did not need to see more of that.
I saw that movie on a date.
I think in the original Hills Have Eyes remake, they imply the rape, and then I think they more show it in the actual, like,
unrated
version.
Yeah, they never actually show the rape, but they show the girl, like, crying and holding her shredded clothes. You know what happened. But they didn't, you know... show you.
Which, I mean, being raped by a fucking inbred mongoloid or whatever the hell it is would probably suck.
As opposed to being raped by, like, you know, a handsome dude, which I'm sure is fine. If I ever run for office,
I think
that
most
was strictly meant in jest.
If you had to get raped, wouldn't you rather be raped by, I guess if I got fucked by a guy, I wouldn't give a shit what he looked like, but for some reason, it would be worse. Maybe,
I would absolutely rather be fucked by, like, Tom Cruise than Michael Chiklis. So,
Jesus.
Personally, I think Michael Chiklis is hot.
if he does the Mackey voice?
I'd rather be fucked by Vic Mackey than Ethan Hunt. Ethan Hunt's a pussy. I should be fucking him.
He's a covert agent, man. You wouldn't even know it had happened. You're like, oh, I guess I just had sex with...
That's
Tom
true.
Cruise.
He could have slipped in the night and be like, why does my asshole
hurt? Snuck one in.
You know what? I was reading this thing. I had a little bit of a list. You guys know how I like lists. And I really love lists that were formed by women. Don't ask me why, but it's, you know, things women think about this. Because women are terrible at putting their actual thoughts and practices into words.
That is
they really are. They can never actually tell people what it is they want. They're always unbelievably vague, and it's always end up sounding kind of stupid. Like when we did that annoying things about 20-something-year-olds or whatever.
Yeah.
It was just dumb.
I think in writing, yeah, sometimes women say things that come out wrong, yeah.
Okay, but here's a list, and I swear it, this is just total bullshit. Like, women say this kind of stuff to get attention, and it's not necessarily true. This is a list of 6 things that women want in the morning. Number 1, cunnilingus.
No.
Oh, shocking, women want cunnilingus.
Come on.
It says, I want you to make me up by eating me out. No girl ever wants this. I've never heard a girl say that she would think that was cool.
You ever try it?
No, but I got gross morning breath, and it's just, she has to be in the right mood to go down on it. She needs to feel sexy before you do it, and nobody feels sexy when they wake up in the morning.
Yeah, I tried it once.
Guys don't need to feel sexy to get head. We can wake me up by blowing me, and I don't feel gross about it at all.
Nah, no.
It says, I love getting head, obviously, so let's get the day started the right way, blah, blah, blah. No, these girls are writing this based on, like, that's what guys like, not women.
You think?
I think so.
I think there's some women that like that.
Sex.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Some women do like sex in the morning, but it's not universal by any means.
And it's not every morning.
This one says, I want to be fucked hard in the morning, exclamation point. Wrong. Even girls who do like getting fucked in the morning like it to be almost kind of romantic and intimate, because you wake up and you're all snuggly and you've been sleeping together all night, and it ends up kind of happening, you know, in a sensual way, not like a straight up raw fucking kind of way. I say that's total bullshit.
Yeah, this is very specific to the author.
Yes.
Hmm.
Okay, but I feel like that's what's different about women. I feel like one of us could write something like this with what guys want in the morning, and it would be pretty universal.
Yep, we probably should do that.
Yeah, we probably should. I also want to do a thing of a list of things that are annoying of women in their 20s. I want to write our own. We might do that in the next step.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, number 3, a bath. Okay, well, maybe a girl wants a bath in the morning, but I've never been with a girl who got up and took a bath.
Yeah, I want
a
shower.
I don't know anybody
morning.
Who takes baths anymore.
Okay.
Women.
These last three, I'm going to run through them real quick because we only have a minute here. These ones actually make sense to me. Make me breakfast. Chicks do like that.
Yeah, everybody likes that, though.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's...
Everyone on the planet likes making
breakfast.
Yeah,
any jerk-off could have written that, and that would have been like, well, that's true.
It's like saying things that women like. Pizza.
Yeah, right.
Everyone on the fucking earth likes pizza.
Yep. Food.
The next one, bring me coffee. That's pretty universal, too.
It also kind of goes with breakfast.
All right, now this next one, a proper goodbye. I will believe this. I like to do that in the morning.
That's fair.
You know, give a girl a kiss, whatever. She says, I want to kiss goodbye when I'm off to work or school. It's just nice to have a little goodbye loving on your way. But I honestly think all of us probably do that.
I think it's saying
I never just like ever, like she gets up to walk, I go to the door to leave and I'm just like, all right, see ya.
I thought I was talking about don't bail after like a one-nighter or something. But yeah, I can get on board with that. A proper goodbye, that's fair.
Yeah, I think that is fair.
Start the day off.
Even a girl that I don't like and I'm probably not going to talk to again, I know this sounds awful, I still give a proper goodbye.
Yeah, but after everything else, the cunnilingus, the sex, the coffee, the bath, the breakfast, do you really have to say goodbye after all that shit?
Well, you don't have to do every one.
Clearly, but I mean, any of those?
I don't think this cunnilingus thing would work at all.
I think a proper good morning is much more important.
I don't think waking
goodbye.
A chick up by eating her clam would ever go over.
No. It
I just don't.
That's a little difficult to believe.
I just don't at all. This girl's totally wanting to sound cool because she did an article that ended up on Bro Bible, and she wants to seem like... all these articles almost to me are chicks trying to sound like guys.
Why do you pick them then if you feel this way about all of them?
Because I love to fucking chastise them and rip them apart on the air.
You are the type of person who's driving traffic up on their site. It makes them write more articles like this.
That is true.
All right, well, more articles from Bro Bible after the break.
Right.
And, no, I'm just kidding. But we do have a ton of stuff coming up after this. We're going to take a real short break. We'll be right back with you on the Status Bro. You're listening to the Status Bro. And we're back on the Status Bro Show, not streaming live on Ustream.com this week. Hopefully we'll be back up next week with that, but I'm not that worried about it. The Ustream's not that big of a deal, I think, anymore. As long as we're getting our show out there, we can deal without live for 1 week. Anyway, yeah. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with my co-host...
Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
And the other co-host...
Andrew Blondgren.
And I think while we're back, I think we should dive right into Andrew's news.
All right.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You got a song for me yet?
No. You got something ready?
I do.
We should get a song for
you. Next week.
I need a song.
Next week.
Yeah.
You've
got the news bound up in a paper bag, that kind of thing?
If we could actually get a clip of that, I would be more than happy with it. Okay. So from Missouri, a woman moved into a new home and found something very sinister. Her home had been used as a torture chamber, and she didn't learn it from the landlord. Katrina McGraw had no idea that the home she moved into in March had anything to do with the serial killer, and her landlord, Sandra Travis, didn't tell her. That's likely because, excuse me, Travis is the mother of Maury Travis, a man who was suspected of killing 12 to 20 women. Maury Travis killed himself while in jail, but police believe that many of the women who were tortured before being murdered were killed in the basement of the home. So,
that is really fucking creepy.
That is fucked.
I think that's something they're required to disclose to you.
I would think so, yeah.
In terms of realty regulations.
Yeah, no, I figured it was just some scumbag landlord who was trying to make a buck, but if it's like the dude's mom, like, that's fucking creepy, dude.
She also only learned about the connection when a friend called her and told her to watch a documentary about serial killers. When McGraw watched the video, she learned that the basement of her home had been used to hold and torture women.
That is fucked.
I would immediately want to get the fuck out of that house. Yep. I was just watching The Conjuring the other day, and... obviously, no matter what, if you have a house could possibly be haunted, it would definitely be the basement. It would be the creepiest area. And this happens to be, where it all took place at that house.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I could never go in my basement ever again knowing that shit.
Yeah, I know.
Looking around and being like, good God, what the fuck happened in that corner?
Yeah. It's always subterranean, isn't it? It's always how it goes.
Well, you can't very well have a torture chamber in your living room.
Yeah,
Zach.
Or your attic. That'd be
absurd.
Well,
I mean, fucking Dahmer lived in an apartment the size of mine.
That is fucked.
Yeah, but he drugged all of his victims first.
He got away with it for a long time, too.
Yeah, well, people didn't expect that kind of shit then. Nowadays, who fucking knows?
When I first moved in here, there was a bunch of creepy shit that would go on. I thought I would, like, hear things in the middle of the night and, weird creaks and things opening up. It weirded me out to the point where I was like, maybe a serial killer or something really creepy went down here. I should check to see if it's haunted. So I actually got on Google and searched Dallas apartment 6212 just to see if anything popped up, and no, nothing. So it's probably nothing ever creepy happened here.
Is anything weird still happen?
No, I think it was just because I first moved in and I was getting used to the place.
Nothing goes bump in the night?
Not really.
Mm.
Well, I mean, except for, you know.
except for me. Bumping in the night, yeah.
All right, what else you got, Andrew?
Beachgoers in parts of New York and New Jersey saw a startling image in the sky Saturday afternoon. A plane towing a banner with a swastika.
Holy shit.
The banner had swastika imagery and promoted the website proswastika.org.
There's a fucking pro swastika fucking website?
Of course. But,
what is the world coming to?
Here's a surprising thing. Apparently it has nothing to do with Nazism.
For details, go to themasterrace.com.
An organization called the International Raelian Movement was behind the banners, and the group spokesperson, Thomas Kainzig, told NBC News 4 they aim to reclaim a symbol they believe was hijacked by the Nazis. As long as there are people still offended by it, it means we need to continue our work. We need to continue to rehabilitate the symbol, Koenig said.
Okay.
A banner plane with a swastika, that has to be illegal on some level.
Okay. I will get behind that. I would say aesthetically, a swastika is kind of cool. But what it represents nowadays, it's totally fucked. If a swastika
did not represent
Nazis,
it would be a cool-looking symbol. Yes, I will admit.
No, I'll get behind that, but... It's like trying to take back a racial slur. Like, you can't do it. It's already too far gone. The symbol has been too closely associated with, you know, what happened.
You're right. That is almost the equivalent of having the N-word on a banner.
Exactly. Yeah, that's like flying around with that and being like, yeah, we're just taking it back. We don't care about what, you know, what happened was fucked, but...
Due to history, the swastika...
It's still a cool word. Like, it doesn't make sense.
The swastika is something people almost immediately equate to evil. I mean, think back at the Indiana Jones movies I watched as a kid, and you immediately think, yeah, swastika, that's bad.
You know,
as far as symbols go, I would say it's the most offensive symbol or design I can think of that could pop up somewhere.
That's amazing. I never thought, like, you could have any kind of symbol or something on a beach that would make me want to leave. But if I was, like, suntanning and I looked up and saw a swastika flying on a plane and, like, looked over and there were, you know, people of various races around me, I'd immediately want to leave. Like, well, I can't be here anymore.
Yeah, I mean, are we being invaded or something? Yeah. Is this, like, Red Dawn except with Nazis? Like,
I gotta
get the
fuck out of here. This sucks.
Yeah.
That is nuts. What a bunch of fucking assholes.
I would take, like, Wolfenstein 2014 as soon as I saw a fucking swastika
Beach. You didn't have to get any kind of permit for that shit, you know? That's... I guess not. I guess it's free range up in the sky. But Jesus.
Is it really, though? Is that protected under, like, the First Amendment that you could parade a swastika in public?
I think you just have to follow a flight plan. I mean, the trick might be finding a pilot who's actually willing to tow something like that.
Some guy thought this was a great idea, though. Some white supremacist fuckstick was like, dude, let's get a banner plane with a fucking swastika on it.
Yeah.
This is going to be cool. People are going to rally to our cause as soon as they see this while they're lying on the beach.
Donate money to our TakeThisSymbolBack.org site.
Yeah, somebody's going to see that and be like, I wish there were no Jews on the beach.
Of course.
That was proswastika.org, once again, listeners.
Good God. Yeah, let's stop saying proswastika? Jesus Christ.
It is the International Raelian Movement is who you want to speak with.
Raelian Movement.
Yeah, I thought Raelians were like aliens or something like that.
Yeah,
I
don't know what's...
Yeah.
Huh. Anyone or any people who in this day and age cling to some sort of white supremacist ideology are obviously fucking ignorant cunts, though.
I mean, that's true.
You automatically would lose all respect for anyone if they told you that they believe in something like that.
Yeah, but nobody can get you up in that plane.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You almost wish you were in Grand Theft Auto and you could whip out a rocket launcher on the beach and be like...
Take pot shots at it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
What a bunch of fucking assholes.
All right, keep going. What else you got, Andrew?
Gonna have to kind of figure out how to tell this one.
That's all right, take your time.
Okay.
I know you prepared all this before the show anyway, so...
Of course. All right, our next story comes to us from Manchester, New Hampshire. Is that where you used to live in New Hampshire?
I actually lived really close to the Manchester area. I would say it was the big city that I was a suburb of. But yeah, well, I lived in Bedford, but Manchester was the surrounding area. It'd be sort of the equivalent of like a Denton.
Like Bedford Falls?
No.
When the fuck did you live in New Hampshire?
I lived there for 2 years when I was between the ages of 11 and 13, I think, something like that.
Nice. I didn't know that. The more you know.
It wasn't that nice. I fucking hate living up north. It was terrible. New England can eat my nuts.
It's cold.
Yeah, anything that people would enjoy about it, I say, fuck you. They're like, oh, we go to the lighthouses and look at the beach. I'm like, the beach sucks if I can't go swimming and enjoy the sun, and all I have to look at is a fucking lighthouse, and I'm freezing my ass off. This sounds awful. The one thing, the redeeming quality about living up there was skiing, because I do fucking love to snow ski.
I'm a large proponent of living up north, but all right.
Fair. See, other than that, during the summer,
does it get
beach.
Warm enough that you can go swimming in like the Long Island Sound? Or is
no,
it
no, 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 no. I got in the ocean a couple times living up there, even like summer days when it would get up to, it would get in the 90s, but still, the water, that Atlantic Ocean water is so
it's
fucking
like 50
cold.
50 degrees.
Yeah, there's no way, man.
Actually, yeah, the water in Washington was always freezing as well.
It's fucking ice cold.
You could still do it.
Yeah, but you don't really go swimming. Like, you get in for a few minutes and then you get out.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not pleasure swimming.
Maybe I like it.
You're not going to go fucking snorkeling when you get out. Or you're not going to go boogie boarding in fucking 50-degree water.
Yeah, maybe I like it because I'm built like a goddamn polar bear. Maybe that's it. I got lots of fat, so that's probably...
All right, continue with the story.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Well, Zach's done with his self-deprecation. We'll move on.
Easy, Anne Frank.
What? I didn't have no play with a swastika on it.
No, but you're Jewish and you don't eat.
I'm not Jewish.
You're not?
No.
Really?
Are you fucking serious?
Dude, I know. I legitimately thought that all those jokes way back when were had some truth.
I'm of German ancestry and was raised Roman Catholic. I'm as opposite of Jewish as you could possibly get.
A few weeks ago, you were talking about Andrew being a fucking Nazi, and if he was, that you'd be the first to go.
Well, that's true, but that was only because of my physical appearance, not because of my actual religious affiliation. Correct.
Right, okay, so you're not actually Jewish. You look like a Jew.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you think I'm going to fool anybody?
I'm also not actually a Nazi, so I'll spare your audience.
You think during the German invasion, I wouldn't be able to convince anyone that I'm not Jewish?
Look, I'm not saying
like,
that
you
would or wouldn't, but clearly you were able to convince me that you were Jewish, so I don't think it's that far reaching that I made the mistake.
All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, David Montenegro, who in 2012 filed a lawsuit and legally changed his name to Human, has filed another lawsuit against the state of New Hampshire. The Supreme Court of the state... I can't fucking believe the Supreme Court of the state weighed in on this, but ruled that the criteria for vanity license plates was unconstitutionally vague. Mr. Human wanted to get a vanity plate that said cops lie, and apparently the court ruled, yes, it's okay for him to have that plate. Other people have now filed applications for vanity plates with Big Taco, Mams, and one that says Knuckle without the E on the end.
I don't have a problem with any of these, for the record. Keep going.
I can understand how cops lie might be kind of... Yeah.
Granted, I think you should be allowed to have it, but don't be surprised if it's a red flag saying, pull me the fuck over because I'm an asswipe.
If I was a cop and saw that, I would immediately pull that fucking guy over.
Can I get a license plate, vanity plate that says, take me to jail? Would that be okay?
I've got drugs.
Yeah.
But the Supreme Court did rule that they can still ban plates that refer to intimate bodily parts or genitals, sexual or excretory acts, profanity or obscenity, and racial, ethnic, religious, gender, or sexual orientation hatred. So they have rejected some. Ass man with fives standing in for the
S's. See, that's funny because it was on Seinfeld.
Yeah, that should totally be allowed. Come on.
Cat lips.
Cat lips.
That was funny on Seinfeld, too, that a proctologist had a vanity plate that said ass man. That's hilarious.
They rejected Boo B, which in this case is a Boo dash B.
Lame. That one's not bad. If it said blow me, then I would, that's different.
Yeah.
Duck U was apparently not clean enough for the state of New Hampshire.
Well, you just gotta be smarter than that.
And do me with do spelled D-E-U-X.
Oh.
That's not
I could understand
bad.
Them kind of banning that one.
If you went D-E-W like Mountain Dew, you might get away with that in court.
Yeah, like I just really want a Mountain Dew.
Yeah, toss me a Dew. Do me, dude.
Yes. Yeah, that's all I got. I also got one in here about they think they found the oldest... person in the world in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Really?
126 years old. That's pretty damn old.
That's pretty
that
funny.
Is apparently impressive when this that the person guy's been born, alive a century longer than I have.
It's a woman, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow.
And when she was born, Brazil still was ruled by an emperor. So that
Jesus
tell you
Christ.
Something.
Yeah, and she lived in Brazil for Christ's sake.
You know, Brazilian chicks are hot, too. You think there was probably a time where I would have fucked this broad. But it's weird to think that I might have fucked this chick 75 years ago.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah, I might have fucked this chick 104 years ago.
A century ago, she was probably pretty hot.
Yeah, actually, 75 years ago, she'd be 50.
She was probably still, yeah. There's 50-year-old chicks I would bang.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think if I ever cross the century line where I'm a century old, that might be the time. Just like pull the plug. Like, I'm done.
May as well be like, well, I was saving heroin for my 120s.
Yeah, shit.
Let's give it a shot.
Yeah, I feel like if I make it to 90, I'm going to start doing heroin.
You gotta at that point.
Yeah.
What else do you have to
do? Dude, I had a good run. I may as well enjoy the fuck out of my remaining days.
Yeah, that's fair.
What else am I going to do? I mean, it's bad enough. I'll probably have people, I'll be shitting in a bag and somebody cleaning it up. I may as well be on heroin while they're doing it.
Well, shitting in the bag is like the dream, right? That's where you want to end up. It's like making it to fucking millionaire estates in the game of life.
I don't know about that. I don't really ever want to have a colostomy
bag. Pushing 90, I want to say, and he's still pretty fucking spry for an old dude. Directs 2 major movies a year. That's nuts.
I don't even know what age it kicks in where you can't take a good dump or a normal pee anymore.
I don't know. I probably,
dude, I'm 28. I'm at that age.
No, you're not. That's in your fucking head. I think 40. It's after 40 is when things start to get a little hairy.
Yeah.
I think 40 is the new 25.
I sure as fuck hope so.
I would say around like 55 is where things get.
Because if that's true, it means I'm like still 13. So
yeah, right.
I'm still very youthful and virile. That, yeah. All right, well, we're at 45 minutes. We're going to take one more quick break, and then we're going to be back for you with the one last little segment here. You're listening to The Status Bro.
This is Zach the Youngblood Lewis, and you're listening to The Status Bro. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Status Bro Show. I'm your host, Kevin Ebling, with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Yeah.
Andrew.
Hello.
Now, I had a couple things I wanted to get into for the very last bit. We got about 10 minutes left for you. I wasn't sure which one I wanted to do. I wanted to talk about AJ and the tickets when I asked him to go to the concert, or I wanted to do you and your problems with Ryan. What do you think?
AJ and the tickets.
Well, Ryan's going to be gone long, and he's not here right now. For once, you can actually finally air your dirty laundry.
He's also a passing facade. I can do nothing, and we can get rid of him. It's awesome. I can double down here.
But I think it's funny that he really gets on your nerves, and you don't hear about stuff that really grinds your gears that often.
No,
on the air.
I'm pretty. I try to remain pretty neutral.
But he drives you fucking nuts.
Up the fucking wall.
Well, me too. But he'll never know this because he doesn't listen to the show when he's not here.
Right, and again, he's got probably a couple more weeks and then he's history, so I mean, what's the fucking point of talking about it now, you know?
Well, you kind of wanted to go that direction anyway.
Yeah, okay, how about we sneak in a little bit of both? How about I talk about it for a little while and then we, you know, do the Andrew thing?
Sure.
All right, yeah, I'm fair with that. I'm down with that.
All right.
All right, you want me to go first, or?
Yeah.
All right, sure. Ryan has been upsetting me for a while. The dude, as Kevin said, in the last time we did a show, a couple weeks ago, I guess?
Yeah.
I don't know.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you said during one of the breaks, Ryan, it's like if you give a mouse a cookie with this guy. Like, if you give him an inch, he'll take it an absolute fucking mile. Which is totally fucking true. Ryan is great at... He does nothing for this show.
We really don't ask anything of him directly.
No, we don't. It's incredible how much we don't ask of him, considering he has the title of producer. But every time we do ask him to do something, he either doesn't do it, or he does it in a way that's so incorrect, we just don't want him to do it anymore, which then leads to him not doing anything.
A great example, if I might interject real
Please.
Quick, that I would love to throw out here to our audience is the last time that, not the most recent time, but the time before that he was here and he was doing the show, we kind of got into it off the air after the show was over.
Right.
And that's when I said, it's like if you give a mouse a cookie, like I do all this stuff and you just feel like you can just take it and not return anything.
Yeah.
And it really is obnoxious. And whenever I try to tell him something, he makes some kind of a stupid quip like "fuck you." He'll literally say something like that.
Dude,
I'm like, you're supposed to be working for me, and you say "fuck you," and I don't think I in any way treat you poorly, but I would like to I would like for you to bring something to the fucking show. So we did that. We kind of aired it out with him. He kind of got the message. He didn't really get the message because what I was telling him I wanted him to do was actually post stuff and share stuff during the show so that people who are watching on Ustream or, you know, who are on Facebook or any of our social media outlets can see that and respond to it. But he just never does that. He sits here and literally just sits here
right.
the entire show. So that's why we bitched about that. And then the following week, he kind of took a little initiative. He posted three things from our Facebook. Not that I liked them that much.
Yeah, they got some likes.
But he did. He took a little, you know, it was ambitious. It was bold of him to actually go ahead and do that.
Right, people responded.
And then he came back the next week, and we did a show, and we had that bit involving him where he helped us out with the Bro Abroad, which we'll have a Bro Abroad up after the show this week so that everyone can vote on it. But he does the Bro Abroad, and we kind of applaud him on doing a good show that week.
Right.
And then he leaves and he goes off the fucking grid again.
Right.
Posts nothing on the Facebook. Messaged me about nothing about the show. Offers to bring nothing with him. And I think that's exactly the kind of stuff that just drives Zach up the fucking wall.
Yeah, Ryan makes commitments like old people fuck. He just doesn't do it. And it sucks because for our show, I really don't think we're asking that much. Like a few weeks back, I asked Ryan, hey, do you mind, what did I call him, riding the couch this week? Because I was trying to figure out a nice way to say, don't sit in the fucking studio.
Well, I wanted the same thing.
Right. Producers don't sit in the studio.
No.
They don't. They sit at a fucking computer and they produce. That's their job, which is good. And they can, like, give people notes and shit. And that's awesome. That's what producers do. And that is super fucking cool.
But he'll sit here, not on mic, and he'll chime in and start talking when no one can hear him, and it's just, right. It fucks everything up when he does that. He just doesn't realize that fucks everyone up.
Yeah,
it's like we're talking to a ghost when people are listening.
Yeah, it's the polar opposite of what a producer is supposed to do. A producer is supposed to be like a silent fucking being who is actually really helpful.
But sometimes we'll bring him in and put him on the air, but he doesn't sit on mic in here with us.
No, he's silent, but I mean for the wrong reasons. And when Ryan says fuck you to anybody here, I get so upset, dude. Like, fuck him. Maybe it's like how he jokes around with the few friends he may have. But Ryan, I don't know, dude. I don't fucking get it. He comes in and he's like, "Hey, fuck you." Like, "No, fuck you, dude." Like, it's not how this works. This is not a relationship where you can just casually say, "Go fuck yourself." Like, it doesn't make sense.
I wouldn't say that to either of you guys.
No, never. And even if you do, it's always in jest. Ryan says it in a time when we're being serious. It's like, dude, no, you don't understand.
No, like Andrew and I get in a fight on the air or something. I'm like, fuck you. But often it's not that Ryan. It's not the same thing when we ask him to do something. Like, hey, will you bring it?
Yeah, it's always in a situation where we'll be like, hey, Ryan, can you bring a chair over here? We'll be like, fuck you. What the fuck? Like, how much are we really asking of you? And then when
his
we get into it,
reaches a level of not only unprofessionalism, but it's offensive.
It's true. And whenever we get into it, you know, he always says, well, he'll always come with some kind of fucking excuse. And of course, the most recent one is, well, you don't ever ask me to do anything. I ask you what you want me to do, and you don't ever have me do anything. And it's like, maybe the only reason Ryan would be right in that sense is because we don't feel he's competent to do fucking anything.
Well, I personally take that for, I mean, I don't like that because I just don't bother anymore because I know he won't do it.
Yeah, it's just...
If you go back to the first couple times Ryan was on the air, there were many, many things I asked him to do that just never happened.
All the time. Ryan posts that.
Hey,
Ryan,
make a status that says that this is what we're talking about. Post that picture to Facebook. Take pictures of us while we're doing this bit, and he just fucking sits there.
It's true. So I don't know.
But dude, the thing that really, really gets to me, and now, like, now that I'm thinking about it, I just, God, he makes me so mad. It's the fact that when we were actually bitching about it, and he was like, why are you guys bitching me when I do all this for you? Like, I'm here every week. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, he is not here. He's not here now.
Andrew, that has to bother you.
I'm not going to weigh in on it.
Why? It has to bother you.
It quit bothering me a long time ago. I mean, I feel like we're beating a dead horse at this point. Our audience knows how we feel about Ryan, and I mean, I feel bad bashing the guy when he's not here to defend himself, so I'm just...
I don't, because he wouldn't fucking defend himself. He'd sit there and he'd say something fucking stupid. I'd say, Ryan, would you like to answer this? And he'd go, I'm on a boat. That's literally the kind of bullshit he'll pull.
And then he'd say, fuck you.
And then after the show, he'll say, fuck you.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have any weed?
Yeah, of course. That's always classic. But hey, Ryan doesn't smoke, so...
Okay, you want to shift over?
Yeah.
Because we both thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Come on, dude, it's a little bit funny that I offered to take you to a free concert, and you're like, I'll go if you drive. Like, what the fuck would you throw that out there? Why are you giving me an ultimatum when I just offered for you to come to a free concert with
me? Let's give our listeners a little bit more frame of reference.
Those tickets were $40 a piece.
Explain what happened. Okay. This situation.
Well, I come across a lot of stuff at work that, you know, I can get gratis.
Yeah.
But it's not easy for me to get because, you know, my status is relatively low among the people at the station that they hand free tickets out to. Anyways, I got a couple of free tickets to a concert that I thought was cool. I still think it's cool. Back in Black, which is a very, very, very popular DFW cover band. Probably the most successful and best quality cover band of AC/DC of all time.
They sound like AC/DC?
They sound exactly like AC/DC. Not only did they put on a stage show that is almost identical, minus a little bit of the production value, but still very, very, very good.
Nice.
And, I thought to ask fucking Andrew, because I know this guy likes music and live music, and House of Blues is a cool place. And I was like, hey, do you want to go to a concert with me? Like, check out Back in Black, House of Blues. And his response is, I'll go if you drive. How is that not a fuck you?
That is pretty brutal.
That wasn't how I was thinking of it at all.
Well, why were you thinking of it?
Well, okay, if you actually paid $40 for the tickets,
I didn't.
So I assume you got them for free.
I did.
And then the way you put it to me, I was thinking, well, all right, Kevin's going anyways. Like, whether I go or not, he must have a plan for getting there. And what am I going to do, listen to live music and not drink? So I wanted to make it clear, like, you know, in exchange for this free ticket, I'm not planning to drive to this venue for you.
How is that an exchange? There's no exchange there. There's a take and a take. I don't understand what you're talking about.
Well, I
wouldn't have minded working out a driving plan later. I just was a little offended that your initial response was literally word for word, I quote, I'll go if you drive.
I was just trying to cut, you know, nip that in the bud, man.
Yeah. So.
But I like to drink as well.
And yeah, you're the one who got the tickets.
But you had the tickets, so I'm assuming, like, you're going to the show no matter what. Like, you've got a plan for how you're going
to
get there.
I didn't have a plan. I just wanted to go with someone.
Right.
Okay. I just wanted to make it very clear.
You wanted to make it perfectly clear that, like, getting hammered was going to happen.
Yeah. Yes, I wanted to make it clear that if somebody's going to get hammered, it's going
to
be me.
Yeah, what if Kevin wanted to get hammered?
Well, he came up with a solution of splitting an Uber, but those things are, like, hella expensive if you take them for more than, like, 5 miles.
So, I didn't know that. I've never used Uber. Although it...
Yeah, what the fuck is an Uber?
Oh my god, you don't know what Uber is?
Oh my Christ. What is it, a taxi? That's
dude, seriously, Uber is like the next big thing. It's like unbelievably awesome.
Wow, I'm shocked. I'm 22 years old and I don't know what this is.
I'm actually kind of shocked as well. You're prime age to be to capitalize on
okay,
this.
Okay, what is Uber?
Uber
I think
basically,
80% of our audience probably knows exactly what Kevin and I are talking
it
about.
It is not an official cab service. It's basically people who have... who drive a car around, and you can. They have an app for it, and you pull it up, and you just find they're always driving around, kind of like taxi drivers, except they're cheaper. But like Andrew was saying, they only take you brief distances. That's kind of the whole point, and then it's really cheap, and it's way cheaper than getting a fucking cab.
And they'll always be there within like 3 minutes
because they're always driving around. There's always one nearby. Now it doesn't work everywhere. If you pull this up in Denton, that's going to say no cars available. But you do it in a place like Dallas or Fort Worth or any other major city. I want to say Los Angeles, New York. They're fucking everywhere.
Seriously.
And you can just get a quick lift from some guy driving a car, and they tell you what the car will look like. And they call it a black car, but a black car basically just means a guy driving a four-door sedan.
Yeah.
And it's just a sober driver who picks you up real quick and takes you somewhere, and you pay a small fee, and then they drop you off.
That's incredible.
It's incredible.
How have I not heard
if
of this?
I was fucking hammered at... I'm trying to think. There's a ton of places in Addison that are really, really close by to where I live.
Right.
If I was hammered there, I can get an Uber to pick me up in 5 minutes, take me home, and it would only cost me like $10.
We should try this out sometime.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, no, I want to get hammered somewhere now and give that a shot.
No, I will admit, I didn't know about it until that recently either. But still, apparently it's exploded on American society, and a lot of cab companies are really pissed about it.
Well, I kind of understand it, because these dudes are not licensed. They don't go through training or anything like that.
Yeah, but it's just, I mean, who the fuck is to say that you can't just pay a guy to give you a lift?
That's exactly
Yeah, but
what
if, like,
is.
Some guy walked into my place of employment and was like, hey, what are you paying this guy? I'll do it for next to nothing. Like, what incentive does my company have to keep on employing me? So, I understand why cab drivers are furious about this. I guess it's just what I'm saying.
Maybe they could go work for Uber.
But cab drivers are, for the record, I mean, getting cabs is an enormous pain in the ass.
Yeah, but they're also, they are more reliable.
And dude, but they, I swear every single time they rip you off like motherfuckers. They have
and they take 40 fucking minutes to get there. And like, you remember your birthday, how much did that cab cost?
Oh, that cab was like $47.
I know, it was ridiculous.
That's incredible.
And he still ended up with some drunk dude in there. And who knows what happened to that guy?
Yeah, I don't care about that guy. Fuck that guy. That guy drafted off our cab. We literally had a cab to my apartment. And some guy goes, can I get a ride with you? And we're like, okay. And he jumps in the car. And then the cabbie takes us to my apartment, drops us off. And he goes, what do I do with this guy? And I'm like, that's your fucking problem. And so, but that cab driver, I was not, and I'm not being racist or anything. That this is not
that's an
ethnic
impression.
Thing at all. Yeah, yeah. The cab driver just was actually a fucking dick. He treated us like we were assholes, and I did not appreciate that. So yeah, then when we get there, and it's like, what do we do with this other guy? I'm like, hey, you let him into your fucking car. That guy's not with us.
That guy probably woke up in a fucking ice bath somewhere.
Just drove around the corner and threw him out of the vehicle.
Yeah, shit, like, who knows, dude? That's
I kind of hope so. Why the fuck did that guy expect me to get him home safe?
If I was the cab driver, I'd have been like, hey, get the fuck
that
out. Dude.
I don't even know if that guy had money on him.
We really probably should have just told him, no, you cannot catch a ride with us.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
And this was a cat. I mean, this was at like 4 a.m. or some shit.
Realistically, how long did it take the cab? And it took like an hour for the cab to get out there.
At least. Mm-hmm. I want to say it was 90 minutes for us to actually get the cab
That's
out
why
there.
Uber is awesome. We would have been like on our way back, you know, three times as sober.
The problem is you got to be in a big area. Because I was in Waco last weekend for a wedding. It was contemplating like projecting plans for if I got too fucked up, you know.
Waco, like Baylor, Waco?
Yeah.
They don't have Uber there?
No, I was at a bar and I'd had three beers and I'm like, well, I would love to keep drinking, but I can't drive if I have any more, so let me check the Uber situation. Pulled up the Uber app, no cars in your area.
Wow.
So
I gotta check this
out. So I went home. I didn't have any more to drink. And I'm like, well, I would have got fucking hammered tonight.
They probably do. They really don't in Denton?
No, I tried it in Denton as well.
I'll try it out.
Some of the cities have banned it. Denton might have.
Wow.
When I was on Fry Street last week, when the guy recognized my voice from the show.
That's pretty cool.
That night also, I was considering getting hammered, which I would have liked to do. But on my third beer, I pulled out Uber, looked at it, no cars available, and said, well, guess I gotta keep it straight.
Yeah.
But
shout out to Daniel.
I was gonna say, well, we don't have to do it during. Actually, here, I'll give you a little visual demonstration.
Please do.
You want to see? Yeah, we got 30 seconds left.
Sneak it in.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, so you pull up your phone. You see it? It has a big U. It's like their symbol.
It does.
Almost a Greek-looking type U, but
yeah,
no, not really.
Very simple.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you go to Uber.
Uh-huh.
It pulls up. And then boom! Look, you can just straight up see all the black cars. In your
it looks
area.
Like Google Maps.
Yep, and you just Probably see all
Google
the cars.
It
like,
says Google. It's Google
look
Maps.
At how close the fucking cars are.
That's incredible.
It's incredible.
And they just cruise around all day.
Yep.
How do I get employed by these fucking guys?
And but you can also specify. Oh wait, no, I have it set on SUV right now. If you get a black car, even more.
Nice.
Yeah, which is
and they're moving around too. Holy shit.
Yep.
That's nuts.
I mean, when you look at the pickup location, even if you zoom in on the map. These guys are less than a mile away right now.
This is amazing. Suddenly you have the ability to get hammered anywhere and not have to worry
this
about
it. This revolutionizes
it. It's true.
I actually found out about it from another DJ at work, DJ Merritt. He was talking on, he was saying, I got a little drunk last night. I went out to have a nice meal. He's like, I had a steak, had a couple of too many beers. I Ubered it home. And I was like, what the fuck were you talking about saying you Ubered it home? And he's like, you don't know what Uber is? I said, no. And this guy's definitely older than me. Nice. And he knew all about this.
This is crazy.
Yeah, I was blown away when I heard
about
it.
The best part is you can get an Uber home, and then the next morning to go get your car back, you can Uber back to your car.
Yep.
That is incredible.
That's very nice.
That is revolutionary. You're absolutely right.
All right, now that we're done blowing Uber for the last half of our show,
it's quite
the
plug.
I think I'm going to go ahead and close it out.
Uber, if you're listening, please sponsor.
Yes.
I am your host, Kevin Ebling, joined with...
Zach Youngblood-Lewis.
Our other co-host.
Go use Uber, Internet.
We got tons of stuff coming up next week for you in our brand new, bigger, better studio. We'll see you then on the Status Bro Show.